Someone else who was there last night as well is JD from the JD Show. And unfortunately, not back in work so far this morning. We're trying to locate him. Let's give him another bell, see if we can get hold of him. Last seen on a train from London to Coventry.
Hello.
Hello, you all right?
Yeah, I am.
Where are you?
Stayed at my mate's last night, but...
What? So tell us what you did last night, JD.
I went to the Olympic opening ceremony.
Yeah.
And got in very, very late because it finished very late and the trains were very late. And, I literally realised that I was in bed when I shouldn't have been.
Right.
This is not for me.
Sorry, it's all right.
I could get fired for this.
No, you'll be all right, John.
Right, I'm literally trying to find my keys and my phone. Oh, I've got my phone, it's my keys.
Just come without the keys, you can get them later.
Yeah, I will do.
All right, see you in a minute.
Bye.
Bye. It's 7 minutes past seven, Monday morning, Scouting for Girls. It's the Roisin Show. Yes, my moment has come. JD, last seen on a train from London to Coventry, coming back from the Olympics closing ceremony. And so... Oh, my good God! Sorry. Where have you been?
Sorry. Where shall I go?
Yeah.
We've even got a new producer. Who's
seriously,
this?
Have been panicking here. So tell me what's happened.
Right.
Hang on a sec. Let's go back to the beginning. You didn't have tickets to the closing ceremony last time I saw you.
I managed to get one off Twitter.
Just for you?
Yeah.
On your own?
With a strange man.
Right, okay. All right, that's good.
Oh, that sounds really dodgy, doesn't it? Nothing like that, no. So
you found someone on Twitter who offered you a ticket to the...
Can you make me a cup of tea?
Yeah, I will.
Play a song.
Okay.
Can we play this, strange
producer?
But I
want to know what's going
where's
on.
Where's producer Thomas E. fallen asleep as
he's,
well?
He's sick. You oh, were right. In Scotland and I was on my own.
Oh, I didn't quite go that far. Look, I'm going to play this.
I was enjoying the Roisin Show.
Really?
Yeah.
The Roisin Show! This is about 6 minutes long. That'll give me time. I literally have just rolled out of bed. I smell.
Right, I want to know what happened with you because last I spoke to you, You were going away for the weekend, but it had nothing to do with the Olympics. So talk me through how you got a ticket.
I'm a little bit embarrassed.
No, come on.
About being late. So what happened was, I don't know if you saw my Twitter on Friday and Thursday, Friday, I was like, do you know what? I want to go.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go. I watched Beijing Olympics from my front room. I watched London 2012 opening ceremony from my mate's front room. I want a bit of this action because it's so good.
Right.
So I put on Twitter that if anybody's got a spare ticket to let me know. Heard nothing. Everybody's going, oh, you're not going to get in. You're not going to get in. Kept checking the website. They wanted $1,500 for tickets. Then all of a sudden, some bloke pops up and says, yeah, mate, got a ticket. I live in Leeds, but I'm going to the Olympics. If you want a ticket, let me know. Tweeted him back. Bob's your uncle. I'm running around London yesterday trying to get hold of this bloke.
Mm-hmm.
Thought it could have been fake. I could have literally
That's
gone to
true.
London. You know what
you
I mean?
You could have gone there and he couldn't have been there.
Because I've heard horrific stories of people like printing off emails and selling emails, but duplicate times.
Right.
So anyway, found this guy, £150 later, the price he paid for the ticket, boom.
But it all worked out well, but I wouldn't advise to do that.
Why?
Because you could have got there, could have been anyone.
You never know.
So you get in, what is it like?
Amazing. Absolutely. I honestly cannot describe how amazing it was. The fireworks, unbelievable. The Olympic Park, never seen anything like it. The Spice Girls, wow.
They were fab.
Weren't they brilliant? Naomi Campbell, we almost got to see her boobies live on TV last night as well. You didn't see this, but you know they had all those gold dresses on when they did the fashion bit and they all walked up the ramp, Versace and all them. Naomi Campbell's drape at the back got caught.
Right.
And she was trying to walk forward and you could see the dress being pulled past her arms.
Oh, bless her.
Some bloke had to run in and then save her modesty.
Best band of the night.
Best band of the night. Had to be the Spice Girls.
Really?
Just so good to see them back and hear them. Although I did think Albo were great. But did you notice a little mistake that happened?
No.
Well, Albo were on while they brought all the athletes in. I mean, we're talking 10,000 athletes that they're trying to get in those segments of the British flag. So Albo's doing three numbers. He finished his set. Mr. Soundman goes, oh no, I've run out of music. And there's still another 5,000 athletes to get in. What do? They just replay the backing tracks of all the acts that have been on.
But it's the only blip. I mean, aside from that, from watching it on the TV, there was nothing else that you could fault. It was amazing.
It was brilliant. And the whole torch kind of breaking down again and the Phoenix and the whole handing over to Rio. I mean, that was a massive carnival feel as well.
So you get out